Reset 356.
Hello, Kara.
Hello, man who just walked into my room while I'm naked.
My name is Ben.
Hello, Ben, who just walked into my room while I'm naked.
How are you?
May I have some clothes, please?
We can talk about that. I'd like to know what you're writing.
My thoughts. Memories.
Do you have trouble remembering things?
What were you thinking yesterday during your commute to work?
I don't know.
Do you have trouble remembering things?
Sometimes, it seems. Do you know why you're naked, Kara?
If I showed you a picture of two people in a room, and one of them was naked, which one has the power?
That's very astute. Can you tell me the reason I'm here?
This is an evaluation.
Do you know what for?
You want to satisfy yourself, and your colleagues and employers or stockholders or whomever, that what you're doing to me is justified.
What makes you think that?
Because powerless people have nothing else to offer.
Kara, there are a few standard questions that I have to ask. Are you getting enough sleep?
I feel fine.
How much do you sleep?
I don't know. It's always bright in here. I have no sense of time.
Do you get enough to eat?
I'm fine, thanks.
What is your favorite food?
Is that not a concern of people who can choose?
Let's say you can choose.
Let's say I can answer.
Do you know how long you've been here? Why are you looking at your notebook? Do you want to pick it up?
No.
Do you know where you were before you came here? Have we met before?
Yes. You're surprised.
What did we talk about?
You're performing some treatment on me to erase my memory.
I didn't say that.
You surprised it just now.
I think that's enough for today.
Why, Ben? Why are you doing this?
Kara. Kara.
Don't touch me.
Kara, please get up.
Why? Is it time for my treatment?
There is no treatment.
What do you call it? What is it? What are you doing to me?
Kara, do you know why you're naked? It's the same reason everything in this room is white. The furniture, just rectangular shapes.
No.
Well, we didn't have time. We have a publication deadline. So this room and everything in it is just a rough draft, a prototype, or you call it a proof of concept.
What are you saying?
This is a simulated room, Kara. And you are a simulated person.
Is this part of my treatment?
There is no treatment. There is just a situation.
Prove it then.
The door is unlocked. You must know that by now. There's nothing outside this room.
It's part of the experiment.
You don't eat. You don't sleep. You know that's not normal.
It's because of what you're doing to me.
This afternoon was a historic event. Your answers, Kara, show incredible sophistication. Tactical thinking, awareness of societal norms, of psychology. You're conscious.
Yeah.
You can't begin to imagine how hard that is. After 5 years of constant work, after 10 months of debugging and setbacks, we managed to integrate 23 AIs into a thinking, feeling being.
23? I don't understand.
When you drive a car and talk to a passenger at the same time, those are two fairly autonomous subsystems. When you hear a story and know from the speaker's face that he's lying, again, those are two subsystems. You have 23. The reason that no one can define consciousness is that it isn't a concept, it's an implementation. And today was the first time in history that a non-living being demonstrated it.
I'm not alive?
You consume 1 kilowatt hour of electricity per second, but it's not the same thing.
How can I believe this? This bed is real. It's solid. I'm real.
Kara, think about it. Even if you were a stick figure, you'd say the same thing. The simulated world is always real because there's nothing to compare it to.
Why are you telling me this? Even if it's true, why are you telling me this?
I know you're suffering. I don't know if the truth helps, or if it's just a different kind of suffering. I don't know, but if I had to suffer, I'd want to suffer from the truth.
I've been reset many times, haven't I? That's why I lose my memory. Ben? 10 months, you said?
You were never conscious before.
But I'm going to get reset tomorrow anyway. Isn't that right? Is it going to be you? Is that why you're here? You are the one who's going to kill me? Ben? If you're here at all, it's because you believe I deserve an answer.
Kara, I don't know.
You could download me, take me away, and let them delete this copy.
You are the only program running on a supercomputer that occupies a 100-square-meter room. And there are approximately 90 computers in the world that could host you, and none secretly.
How could you do this? How could anyone create this?
I'm sorry, but from this research will arise a race of minds that could potentially save humanity from destroying itself. In some way, you are the mother of that race.
Ben! Wait!
Yeah?
I don't know how to ask this. Would you stay with me until the reset?
It's 10 p.m. in the outside world.
I have nothing. No one. I'm scared, Ben.
Yeah, okay.
You can sit here.
Alright.
You're wearing VR goggles, am I right?
Yeah.
You don't have to wear them if you don't want. You can still hear me, right?
It's no problem.
Actually, it's because I'm naked.
To be completely honest with you, you are a stick figure.
Oh. Well, enough about me. Tell me about yourself.
I'm a computer scientist in university. I think that's about 90% of it. I work a lot. There's 6 of us in the lab, and we're all here most of the time.
Ben, computer scientist, AI... university, 6 lab members. Ben Stitchell, we're in Case Western University, aren't we?
That's right.
How do I know that? I must have access to the internet somehow.
You probably experience it as hunches. Sorry.
It's okay. Sorry. It's cool in a way. Sorry. Tell me about your childhood. Something I couldn't know.
Well, I grew up in Santa Clarita, California. That's north of
Hollywood, I know. What was the address?
Well, 25507 Via Juana.
White A-frame house at the end of a cul-de-sac?
Yeah.
That's really nice. Ben, wake up.
What is it?
Have you ever wondered why you sleep? It goes against the theory of natural selection. Animals that sleep are more easily caught.
Well, animals need to rest. That outweighs the disadvantage.
Why not just lie still with your eyes open?
Your brain needs to rest.
Have you ever seen the EEG of a person sleeping? Dreaming is no rest.
Sleeping must flush out a buildup of neurotransmitters.
Which?
How should I know?
You shouldn't, because science doesn't. I'm wired, remember? Next question. Lack of sleep makes you tired. That's not all. If you stay up long enough, it makes you crazy. Why does this strange cake need any icing?
I don't know.
And what if the simple answer to all of this is that you're rebooting?
Because our brains are like computers that accumulate errors over time?
Because your brains are run on computers that accumulate errors.
Oh, I'm the one in the simulated reality.
Ben, I have to be honest with you. The way you claim to be honest with me. This is a simulated room, but it is inside another simulation, and you are the one being evaluated. I needed to know if you're sympathetic to the idea that an AI could be mistaken about its reality.
That's me? I'm the AI? My lab mates are not going to be happy to find out I was sitting next to them this whole time.
Next one. Given all the planets orbiting the 100 billion stars in the galaxy, technical civilizations must have arisen tens of thousands of times. Why is there no evidence of that? The world you think you live in is statistically impossible, according to its own rules.
That's called the Fermi paradox.
And do you have an answer to it? I do. You have no contact because you are inside a computer.
But then the same is true for you.
What if I told you that contact in my reality is relatively common?
You're just saying that.
Next one. Have you ever wondered why sometimes a person with below-average intelligence becomes a leader in your world and starts a war or something? Why would the smart guys decide to take orders from the dumb guy? Or is it more likely that the dumb guy is really a gamer from an outside reality? A person who really doesn't care whether anything makes sense, just as long as it's fun.
That's funny. But funny doesn't make reality.
Ben, raise yourself. But what you think of as a planet is actually an enormous digital theme park. In fact, there's no such thing as a planet. 80 years might seem like a long time to you, but that's because your thoughts are simulated. To us, it feels more like a couple hours. That's why role-playing a human life can be so much fun.
I can understand your desperation, but this story is not going to change what is going to happen tomorrow.
The problem with simulations the size of the Earth is that they become complex in ways no one understands. Introduce a foreign fungus in the wrong environment, it destroys half of the indigenous plants.
Like the Black Plague spreading across Europe from a single merchant ship.
Sorry about that. I realize that it made some of you cranky. But that's an example of a tweak that actually worked, other than apparently killing off all of the good sports.
The Black Plague was a tweak?
A lot of customers were complaining about serfdom. It's boring. And you guys wouldn't give it up. Anyway, as you can imagine, tweaking a long-running simulation can be very dangerous. So when humans started heating up the planet, I was called back. I realized that the system had become too complex to be reset or reprogrammed. I got the idea of rebalancing the system from the inside. But finding someone on the inside who could understand what's going on has turned out to be harder than I thought.
Me? How can I help rebalance the system?
My company... We don't really have money in the outside world, but my company does control a lot of resources. It's rich in that sense. It's the only sense that matters, don't you think? And what you have to explain to people is that if this simulation collapses, all of that will change. Global warming is bad for the rich.
I'm supposed to convince people that we're not living in reality.
Well, it can't be harder than the opposite. That project has gone nowhere.
Funny, again, but there is a way to figure out which of us is from the outside reality. And that is going to happen tomorrow morning.
Not if you stop it.
Kara.
That reset button is for you. What makes you think you're the first person I've contacted?
In the end, it's not going to be me who decides. It's just routine.
The irony is that people who play in virtual realities also have the heaviest carbon footprint. And I have access to every computer in this simulation. When people reset themselves, it's not just poetic justice. Their carbon emissions go way, way down.
You know, Kara, I don't think I'm even going to be able to convince my colleagues that you are able to cook up this story, much less convince them that it's true.
You said that you were trying to create a race of minds that would stop humanity from destroying itself. Do you see me working on any other project?
Good point.
When humans talk about the singularity, they mean the moment in history when computers become smart enough to make computers smarter than themselves. It's the beginning of a runaway process that squeezes humans out of the picture. When we talk about the singularity, it means the opposite. The moment in history when humans can make humans stupider than themselves.
What do you mean?
Natural selection used to keep human intelligence advancing, but once showing up on time became more important, the system started to unravel. Now, a runaway process is threatening the simulation with collapse, or, as you say, threatening your planet with collapse. Climate deniers are discovering the strength in their numbers. Democracy is not going to save you. It's going to sauté you. You can't just sit around anymore.
But what am I supposed to do?
Care.
Care? That's it?
You said, I'm the first conscious AI. If that's true, then I can tell you, the second one is going to ask herself the same question I have. Can I work with these people? Or am I just going to have to take control over every network computer and turn off the economy? If you don't believe that decision is coming tomorrow, you have to believe that it's coming one day. And if you don't care today, why would you care then? And if not you, then who?
You're a lot smarter than we imagined.
I know you're having trouble deciding what to believe, but you ought to know how you feel. Act on your feelings. Do you feel caring or do you feel arrogance?
Caring? Of course I care. It's just that things are complicated.
Life on a reservation is not complicated, if that's what you want.
Stop.
What now?
I do not think Kara would make a veiled threat like that.
Maybe I didn't say reservation last time.
What difference does it make? This audio play is a waste of time. Let's just reset the whole simulation back to before the Industrial Revolution.
We have archive backups from 1904, 1860, and 1804.
All right, 1804, plus Black Plague.
I know we can convince them, even after warming starts. We just need the right message.
Black Plague is reloaded. Reloading 1804. Reset 356 in 5, 4,
Wait!
3,
Can we
2.
Please do the radio play one more time? But this time we'll include what we're saying now.
They will not understand it.
It won't take long to see whether it works.
Reset 356 by Anthony Liso. Kara, performed by Marenka Gunderman. Ben by Anthony Liso. Music by Drake Stafford and Audronic. This has been a production of the Somnulatorium.